Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for this wonderful day known as Wednesday, August 14th. Here's what we found out today on the show. If you want to have a better attitude, you might want to sleep. If you have a better attitude, you'll sleep better at night.
If you're happy and you know it, fall asleep. If you're happy and you know it, fall asleep.
Optimists had a 78% higher odds of reporting good sleep, according to this study, while were more likely to report they got adequate sleep, and 74% were more likely to have zero symptoms of insomnia and reported less daytime sleepiness.
I wonder how they measured optimism versus pessimism.
I don't know. Maybe like the Eeyore test?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I mean, I know if you're trying to get to sleep and you have a whole list of things that are negative in your life,
yeah,
and you're just saying, man, there's nothing I can do, I'm overwhelmed, it's tough to get to sleep.
It really is. It's really
tough. Yeah, that one would be a hard thing to study, you know, based on, it's hard to tell what the person's thinking, but I don't know. That's weird. But still, I do, you know, obviously it's a perspective. So if the person's outwardly seeming more positive, I guess that's it.
Yeah. How about Florida woman? She's making the news.
Yeah, but you know what? Whatever she was breaking into this woman's house, this person's house to get.
Yeah.
I hope she got what she wanted because she didn't get much.
She got a ham sandwich out of the deal.
That's what I mean.
This accident happened last week down in Fort Lauderdale. The 60-year-old woman decided to break into a home. But not to steal the TV or the jewelry or anything like that. She went to the fridge and made herself a nice ham sandwich.
Yeah, the video shows her just like making a beeline to the fridge, making a sandwich. Apparently, they have the worst guard dog ever because the dog came up and was looking at her and she throws a piece of raw chicken at him. He goes, you know, I like this grilled.
Yeah. What is that? Yeah. Human?
Give me a break.
So, of course, there was surveillance because, you know, everything's under surveillance now.
Assume that you're on camera.
Yes.
You know?
Everything's under and being recorded. And, of course, the police were easily able to identify. Fire. She was arrested for burglary and petty theft. What are you in for? Murder one? No, I made a ham sandwich in someone's house.
Mr. Mustard in the conservatory with a candlestick.
More Americans may be allergic to sesame seeds than previously believed, or sesame, I should say. About 1.5 million U.S. children and adults have some sort of sesame allergy, which is five times higher than the suggested number that was in the previous set of research.
I wonder if that's like other nut allergies,
where
it could be respiratory.
They say among those with a convincing allergy to sesame, as defined as having at least one common symptom, such as hives or wheezing, 62% said they've been prescribed epinephrine.
Right.
They say that, and here's what's kind of hard about this, is that usually allergens like peanuts, shellfish, tree nuts, wheat, stuff like that, mm-hmm. come with a warning label if it's contained.
Right, right.
There is no law for sesame or sesame seeds. So in essence, all they have to do is label it as a spice or don't even label it at all. So
some of the symptoms like nausea, scratchy throat, coughing.
All that good stuff.
Ooh,
there.
Oh gosh.
And mainly if you've been trying to, because a lot of times allergists will tell you if you're allergic to a food, you need to take it out of your system and see if you're actually allergic to the food or something else.
That's how
So it makes it a little bit more difficult to find out if it's actually sesame because, you know, you don't really have it listed as an ingredient.
Yeah, it's like in that long paragraph of things you can't pronounce.
Yeah, or it's just, So how about your sagging boobs? Sorry, I did notice your boobs are a little saggy there. This actually is from a leading cosmetic surgeon. It says, we all know that age mixed with gravity can cause skin tissue to become less taut and loose, but you can do some things while you're still young and protect your girls.
I was surprised at the sunblock thing, too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
One of the first ones, right, Janie?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to agree.
Go ahead.
I think we're going to do boob talk. Janie ought to be leading this.
Yeah. No, I mean, you said something about the elasticity in the skin and this, just the sagginess from the sun exposure is detrimental.
Yeah, and the UV rays actually causes the collagen and elastin in your skin to actually lose its firmness. So there is kind of, that's why you get saggy skin if you've been out of it. Had that nice leathered look, you know.
She had this.
Yum. No, there's nothing better than the little, like, right in the crease in between when you've got, like, all the extra tough wrinkles from all the sun.
Oh, it's
skin like saddle leather.
Absolutely. They say avoid crash dieting, and this is why. When you think you're when you're crash dieting, your body thinks it's in starvation mode, and what it does is it tries, it shuts down your metabolism, but it also starts burning your muscle tissue instead of your fat. It's just a little bit easier for to use it. So what happens is that those nice muscles that are holding them firm, they get kind of eaten away, and therefore they start to sag.
That's
so.
A bad system. It should burn fat first.
It really should.
What are you doing burning? Just if I'm going to starve myself, we're trying to get rid of the fat. Let's burn that. Can we all get on that same page?
It would be nice to get that memo.
Is there a switch somewhere? Is that a software thing or hardware?
I think it's a hardware thing. Uh-oh. So they say if you're doing all natural and ditching the bra altogether, it does need some. They do need some support. Because, again, the collagen and elastin over time and gravity will make them sag. So.
I bet if you're on the International Space Station, they look great.
I bet they do.
That's true, right? Oh, my gosh, I never even thought about that.
It's almost like they're in the way.
Yeah.
You know?
And they say, finally, sleeping on your stomach or your side can have consequences as well. Sleeping on your stomach can prevent snoring and sleep apnea in adults, but it also can kind of add pressure to your breast there and cause premature wrinkling. So they say try and sleep on your side or your back, and if you have to sleep on your side, use like a pillow or something as a little bit of support just to make sure that they are the gravity's not pulling them down.
Interesting. You take care of the girls, they'll take care of you.
Yeah, and by the way, men, it's kind of the same thing with the boys. Make sure you're, wearing
good
a,
to know.
Make sure that they're
make sure you put sunscreen on the boys.
Yeah, there you go.
My boys need a home, Jerry.
That's it. Let's see. Parents bribing their kids to stay off the phone. Very interesting. If you're doing this, don't feel alone.
No, I think if you're doing this, you've lost. Okay? You've already lost the battle. Now you're using money to make the problems go away with your kids.
Hey, money makes a lot of it works for rich people.
Why not us?
Parents found...
Look at the example you're setting.
25% of the parents surveyed in this one found they say giving cash to the kids if they agree to swap screen time for homework time or early bedtime.
What's it going to teach the kid? Instead of taking an apple to the teacher, here's a little Abe Lincoln right here. Maybe you could help me out on this test.
You kind of grease the palm.
Bribery. My thing is I tell you what, when you do your homework and you get it done, then you can have your phone back. That's more my speed.
Yeah, really.
That's true. They say 35.
By the way, it's my phone I'm giving back to you.
Right. I pay for this.
Yeah,
you don't.
Exactly.
35% of kids age 12 to 15 said they find it tricky to moderate how long they spend online. So maybe that has something to do with it.
You know, there's a clock right on the phone.
Yeah.
It's not hard, kids. 20% do the math.
20% of parents admit that they use money to get their kids to go to bed. 15% will fork over money to get their kids to do homework. And 30% said they'll actually withhold payment. The homework is not done to their satisfaction.
This is all extortion, you know. There's a word for this. It's called extortion. That's what you're teaching your kids.
My mother just used fear mongering.
Yeah, fear works really well.
I will beat the you-know-what out of you if you don't go to sleep and you aren't getting anything.
Yeah. And then finally, we learned about bubblegum-flavored beer. Yeah, it's kind of like
we're gonna leave you with a bad taste in your mouth.
It's kind of like the peanuts and beer or peanuts and bubblegum.
This is like Bazooka Joe type bubblegum, right?
It's made by Blue Point Brewery Company. I've seen their stuff in stores, but it's called Bubble Brain. And apparently, it smells like Bazooka Joe bubblegum. It has a taste that's a little less sweet, fruity brew with a tart and bitter finish. So I guess it's like a sour beer.
Does it have a comic?
Yeah, Garbage Pail Kids. Remember those?
No, I'm talking about that little comic you got.
I used to love those things.
You know, you got
the gum was always hard and very flavorless, but I still really enjoyed the comic.
Yeah.
Actually, in the baseball card days, they had like a little a little sheet of gum that would just rip the top of your roof right, the roof of your mouth right off.
I do know exactly what you're talking about.
You could open boxes with it.
That was dangerous, man.
It was so hard and dried out and petrified.
But this beer
had to use a candy cigarette to roll them up.
I'm low on my candy cigarettes. Can I bum one? Garbage Pail Kids. The guy who was one of the illustrators for Garbage Pail has designed the label.
That'll be pretty cool.
6.5 ABV. People have described it as weird, wild, and tastes like bubble gum.
And also, when you're through with it, you just stick it underneath the table.
Yeah. It would just right like that.
Just half right up there.
And there is our show for today, Wednesday, August 14th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
Bye, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.